Welcome to Detox to Rehab's True Stories of Addiction podcast series. Today's guest is Janine as she shares her story of recovery.
I was raised in a Mormon military household with a strict upbringing, you know, no sex before marriage, no drugs, no alcohol. As a young teenager, I experienced a wide variety of mood swings, and I thought that that was just being a normal teenager. To enhance those moods, those ups, those manic episodes that I was having, it started with alcohol. Immediately, the moment I tasted it, I knew that I liked it. It went from alcohol to marijuana and marijuana to other illicit drugs. And it didn't really get too bad until I turned about 17. Our whole family was driving home from Utah, and my dad started falling asleep at the wheel, and he asked me to drive. The van started hydroplaning. I braked, and the car spun out of control, rolled off the side of the freeway, and my 13-year-old brother was ejected and killed instantly. I felt so much pain and grief that the only way I knew to shut that down or to numb myself was through alcohol and drugs. So I started drinking really heavily, like 2 weeks prior to my senior year in high school. I got pregnant with my daughter, Michaela. You know, so I stopped my drug and alcohol use. As soon as I had her, I picked right back up where I left off. I didn't know how to cope with not only my mental health disorder, but also being a single parent. And I failed. I failed miserably. I wasn't ready to be a parent. I didn't really want to be a parent, but I wasn't willing to give her the opportunity to have a better life. With my parents wanting to adopt her out, I said no, and I was selfish, and I kept her, and it was... It was not a good decision. She really suffered because I really was selfish and self-centered and put myself before all that. I lost my job at Intel, failed several UAs, and they had to let me go. I was evicted out of my apartment. I finally got my act together, got a new job. You know, I'm thinking I've got it under control because I'm able to pay my bills, take care of my kid. She's clothed, she's fed, bills are paid. So I moved into my own apartment. I was making really good money, you know, and I was selling on the side. In reality, I was drowning. I was going to school full time. I was a full time mom, and I was going to work full time. So one day I ran out of the drug that I was using and decided I was going to go re-up. Well, I made the decision at that time. My daughter was 7. I left her at home alone. My neighbors called the cops on me. And I was on the news as a mother who left her child at home alone. You know, when I figured out that I was on the news, I went back to my apartment and I was arrested. That was the one thing that saved my life. When I got out, immediately I relapsed. I went to a bar because that's what I know to fill out my void. And then I got a job bartending, you know, and I always felt like, yeah, you know, I got my dream job. I'm bartending, you know, and I'm a pretty personable person. So I thought that, you know, I'd make a lot of money. I was on probation. I had to test. I had a UA. So I found my way around that. I drank alcohol until they took me off of testing. And then I picked right back up on my other drug of choice, which is meth. So I'm drinking, you know, and I'm not thinking that I'm an alcoholic. I'm just thinking that this is what makes me feel good, you know? And I used to drive drunk all the time, not caring that there were other people on the road. I just needed to know that my car and myself were safe and I needed to get home. And then December of 2011, I got my first DUI. My alcoholism and my addiction so bad that I even drank before turning myself back in for work release. And I don't even know how I didn't get caught, but that's how crazy this illness is. You know, the moment you pick up that first drink or that first drug, there's no choice after that. So yeah, I got my DUI and my car got, you know, impounded and my license was suspended. And I was like, you know what? I need to get some mode of transportation, so I got a bike. You know, so I'm driving to the bar on my bike and I'm driving home and people are saying, Janine, you can still get a DUI on a bike. I'm like, eh, it's just a bike. They don't care. Like all reason just goes out the window. Back in the day, there was such a stigma about heroin users and I'm like, I'm never dating a heroin user and that's that. Well, I ended up dating a heroin user. And the illness and the addiction's the same. He showed me a whole nother side of what the addiction can be like. We robbed people at gunpoint, stole their money, stole their drugs. And I lost everything. I lost my home, my vehicle, my job. And he breaks up with me, and so I'm out on the streets by myself. Never done this before, and so I end up having to do things that I never thought I would do, compromising my beliefs and my morals. So I lived on the streets for about 2 years, doing that, hustling every day just to have a roof over my head and drugs in my body. And I felt so hopeless and in such despair that I felt like this was what the rest of my life was going to be like. You know, mind you, I'm on probation this whole time. My mind's already gone from the drugs that I used earlier. And I walk into my PO, and the security guard checks my purse and pulls out my pipe and my meth, and I'm literally, no, I'm done for. And so I call my PO and I tell him, hey man, I relapsed. Knowing full well, I never relapsed, I just continued to use, and he didn't know. That was when Scottsdale PD was called and I was arrested, and I've been using drugs and alcohol for close to 20, 23 years now. And there's no amount of outpatient treatment that can help that. And so I decided to check myself in to LifeWell Behavioral Wellness, inpatient, residential treatment. It was awesome. I could finally see what life was like with clarity. And I was finally able to work on myself. Finally realized, hey, I have a mental health disorder. I have bipolar disorder. And that can be fixed without drugs or alcohol. And I find out that I have an outstanding warrant for the drug possession from a year prior. I turned myself into my PO. I said, hey, I think I have a warrant. She's like, no, I just checked. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure I have a warrant. And she says, you sure do. When would you like to turn yourself in? And I did it that day immediately. Because I had been working an awesome program, I was released on probation. And I just threw myself into recovery. And I was able to get peer support certified because I knew, even when I got out of prison, that I wanted to help other alcoholics and addicts. So I was able to get peer support certified through NCDD, and I wanted to do something with that. I wanted to be of service to others. And that, and it really is my passion. And I got the opportunity to work at Crossroads West for Men. Amazing facility. I worked with a bunch of amazing men, and it was really, really neat to see their perspective on alcoholism and addiction, and it was just an amazing experience. The moment I was able to get my hands on a sponsor, man, I just yearned. Like, man, I flew through those steps because I wanted immediate relief. And I loved it. I loved working the steps, and it just reignited my passion for helping other alcoholics and addicts. And I already knew a couple people who worked for Better Today, and they said that it was a wonderful place to work. And I was hired immediately. The moment I was able to work with other alcoholics and addicts, I felt at home. I really did. And I could see myself in every single one of them. And that's amazing. All the places that I've been through, the people I've met, beautiful, beautiful people, they're my family. I couldn't be more happy today. And the only reason I am where I am today is because of my higher power. He has blessed me with the gift of sobriety today, something I never thought I'd have.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next week as we share more true stories of addiction.